And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 3rd of July, 2011. It's the birthday of the playwright Tom Stoppard, 1937, born Thomas Strausler in Czechoslovakia, author of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead and other plays. It's the birthday of the food writer M.F.K. Fisher, 1908, Albion, Michigan, Mary Frances Kennedy Fisher, author of How to Cook a Wolf, in which she wrote, "When the wolf is at the door, one should invite him in and have him for dinner." It's the birthday of the humorist Dave Barry, 1947, born in Armonk, New York, the son of a Presbyterian minister. Today's the beginning of the dog days of summer, 40 days of specially hot, humid weather. It was named as such by the ancient Greeks, who believed that Sirius, the dog star, which rose with the sun at that time, was adding to the sun's heat. Dog days, meaning any period of stagnation. Wall Street also refers to this period as the dog days because the markets tend to be slow and sluggish. It was on this day, 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg ended, began as a skirmish, ended up involving 160,000 Americans. And though the war would continue for almost 2 years, Gettysburg marked a turning point. It was the last major strategic offensive led by the South. Major General George Pickett led the last charge. 12,500 troops up Cemetery Hill, and half of his forces did not come back. In 1913, on the 50th anniversary of the battle, survivors reunited at Gettysburg. 50,000 veterans, the youngest 61, the oldest 112, a reunion that culminated with the Confederate survivors walking the path of Pickett's charge to the stone wall where the Union veterans were waiting to shake their hands. And on this day in 1938, there was the 75th anniversary. Almost 2,000 veterans, average age 94, attended. And it's the birthday of Franz Kafka, born Prague, 1883, worked as an insurance man for most of his life, tried to get out and enjoy fresh air and exercise because he suffered from migraines and insomnia, constipation, and then came down with tuberculosis in 1917. He didn't drink. He was a vegetarian for long stretches at a time, kept his bedroom window open at night. Toward the end of his life, Kafka was in terrible pain from tubercular lesions in his throat. He couldn't speak or eat or drink and died of starvation in 1924, a month before his 41st birthday. Here's a poem for today by an unknown author. I saw a peacock with a fiery tail. I saw a peacock with a fiery tail. I saw a blazing comet drop down hail. I saw a cloud wrapped with ivy round. I saw an oak creep upon the ground. I saw a pismire swallow up a whale. I saw the sea brimful of ale. I saw a Venice glass full 15 feet deep. I saw a well full of men's tears that weep. I saw red eyes all of a flaming fire. I saw a house bigger than the moon and higher. I saw the sun at 12 o'clock at night. I saw the man that saw this wondrous sight. A poem, I Saw a Peacock with a Fiery Tail. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.